This is a Wild Game Production podcast.
So we're back. New episode. DM Vince here, along with the crew. You don't need to say your names. We know who you are. So anyway.
This is Jeff. No. I'm a person.
You are a person. Maybe a little bit, but you know. Jacob, I'll acknowledge you.
Thank you.
Acknowledge me.
I'll acknowledge you like The Rock and do this over and over. All right, so the last time the group argued a bunch about how to break their friends out of jail, because you guys spent a lot of times on that, arguing over what method you were going to do, until Corey finally said, you're doing my method, which I found hysterical listening back to that.
Fuck it, we had to do something. I couldn't take it anymore.
It was just funny. After all that arguing, you're like, we're doing it my way, I've decided.
I couldn't take it, man.
Did we just walk in and unlock them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which was my way, the best way.
After he had to unlock the door.
We actually had like a decent plan, but then it was more simpler than we were going to make it. So,
meanwhile, Saren and Lady Astrid talked to the Inquisitor and pretty much overdrank him. Or then Saren stabbed him with his own dart, knocking him out.
He deserved it.
The fuck was that? They took his Inquisitor symbol and his silver dagger, and then Saren slipped Lady Astrid the silver deck.
Yep.
And that became a new joke now.
That went well.
Yeah, it did. And then after you broke your friends out of jail, you head down the road to Darkport. You met up with some birds. The birds threatened Nova, as Nova was freaking out and scared a little bit as he froze in place. Lady Astrid comes to his rescue, talks to the birds magically, and cuts a deal for the group to walk through.
And we immediately broke it.
The group books it.
Meanwhile, Steven kills birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fine. And then it just cuts to Steven just...
splat.
Slaughtering them.
Yeah. Yep.
The group
like,
walks...
I promise we won't harm your kind at all.
Yeah.
No, you said nests or eggs.
Nest or eggs, not damage.
You didn't specify birds.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, actually, Astrid did keep her word.
Well, you guys did damage the nest a little bit. But...
Well, technically...
No, they damaged it. Yeah, they damaged it.
Okay.
We did not intentionally damage it.
That doesn't matter.
It does.
The group walks through the rest of the night, finally arrives in the morning time to the city as they see it in the distance as the sun is coming up. Exhausted because they walked all night long.
Could have totally slept in a nest.
As Saren bitched the entire time.
As usual.
I mean, if you want to go back and sleep in the nest, feel free.
If I see another tree picture, someone's going to have a heart attack in this group.
Uh-oh.
Whatever do you mean?
Gonna roll a D6 to see who dies.
Jeff, geez, why do you keep posts of that stuff, man?
Your name's literally on right over the picture.
He doesn't know that.
Why don't you just do a picture of the tree on fire, because that's what it is right now, on fire. It's dead.
Actually, I was going to do a picture of a burnt out tree, so maybe I'll post that.
Okay, that's fine. That's acceptable. So there you are. You're at the outreaches of the city. As you're coming down the walk, the road, down the hill, you could see a little bit of like little huts and houses outside the town. There's a big wall, and then you could see the town behind the big wall. You find it a little bit odd that there's huts and houses outside the village, but you probably think maybe these are the people that couldn't fit in there, or...
It's expanding.
One of the two.
Because usually you build walls and a whole bunch of houses go around it, and then you build a second row of walls and more houses and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's expanding or just people are living outside the walls. You don't know.
They sell those houses for like real fucking cheap. So, you know.
One credit a house, you know.
Yeah.
How much money do we have since we have, Sarah, you have our
We have those portable credits.
We have 100 portable credits and nothing in the gem rock thing
that we can't use.
from the piss wizard.
Actually, if she hides it in her gloves, she can wave her hand over stuff, right?
Excellent.
Yeah. So
that's
kind of
what I figured we were gonna do.
Yeah, I think Wild does end up doing that. It's just stuffing it in my glove.
Mm-hmm. The old guy said, you know, those things are connected to people, so
they'll assume she's the old wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old wizard came out of his tower, transitioned into a woman, and he's fine. He's living life as a woman now.
Judge.
Obviously.
Don't judge.
And bear in mind, I'm sure it's not like the merchants know who this person is. They'll just get a name. It's like, you're a Tom? Yeah, you got a problem with that? Okay.
Well, and it also really depends on how... What the fuck was the guy's name anyways?
The pissed wizard.
That was his name.
It's right. What's your excuse me for a credit reference. What's your name again?
What's your date of birth, just so we can verify it to you? It's like
what was the name of your first pet?
Yeah.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Eisen.
Thank you.
I wrote it down.
I did too, but it's in my somewhere.
Yeah, but see, I'm using OneNote. I have a tab that says people and then a little thing. So
wow,
I'm organized.
Okay.
I use Obsidian notes now.
I'd be like, yes, I am Eisen. It depends on how well-known Eisen is as well.
I don't know if anybody will ask or give a shit.
They probably won't give a shit unless it's plot relevant.
Just say your name, Piss Wizard. And they'll know, oh, it's that guy. Okay.
You know, the Piss Wizard. Like, oh, yeah. Hey.
Well, throw a bucket of mysterious water in his face. Oh, that's his identification right there.
Title of episode, Piss Wizard.
Character gets violated. I don't know. Anyway, so what are you guys doing? You see the outreaches of the city. You see some guards walking around. I mean, where are you heading to? Directly to the ferry? Or?
And you said we noticed that this also has... There are walls for even at the outer hamlets, right?
No. There are houses outside the wall. When you walk further down the road, like... Could give you an idea. Of the, where's my, okay, the snip thing didn't want to show up. Okay, where is it? There it is. Okay. So I'll give you an idea what the village, what it kind of looks like overview wise. You guys will be coming in from the bottom left.
Okay.
Hey, I've used that thing before.
Yeah, it's really handy, that generator. So
it
makes the village. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the names are just really dumb. So I just ignore the names.
Weed House and the Harbor.
Yeah, you can do your own names and stuff too. But we're in Darkport, right?
Yeah, this is Darkport, yeah.
We're going to Windpass.
Okay. All right, so we're coming in the bottom left there.
Like I said, you can see a bunch of houses as you're walking up the path there to the actual city itself. And there's a wall with guards.
The forest go like up to the houses, or is it like a large clearing before
large
you get
clearing,
to the house?
Like they cleared it out.
Okay, so they can see shit coming. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And is there any signs of actual protection besides the wall, like guard towers or something?
Yeah, each of those little spots on the wall are guard towers.
Mm.
They're not necessarily a guard in them, but you do see guards walking across the wall.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess, should we look for an inn?
Maybe there's an inn outside the town.
Maybe one of these houses is abandoned and we could just stay there for free.
That's actually not a bad idea. I'd rather look for an abandoned house or...
Yeah. That'd be good.
Okay.
Just be squatters.
You're just going to go into like the first house you see, or do you want to go into deep into it, or
anybody
what?
Anybody in there?
Go on. No.
Do we see any
just,
of that?
I mean, just walk around the houses on the outside, see any that look like they might be abandoned.
Yeah.
You see a couple houses, we'll say, looking at the map to compare... Where the letter A is on Windpass, like right around there, you see one of the houses there. It looks like it's kind of abandoned. Like there's overgrown grass and stuff by the door, and there's a lot of mail. I don't know.
It's all addressed to occupant.
Your cable bill.
Second notice, right. You know.
Is over
I
there.
Mean, should we look around, see if this is going to be our new home?
Oh, well, we can... At least take a look inside.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
look inside.
For a time now.
All right. So you.
A giant devil core comes out. No.
This is my house.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Son of a bitch, get out.
I called it.
I'll kill you like I killed your family.
What?
kill you like I killed that dog of yours.
This got serious real fast.
Yeah, it did, really. It just degraded. You easily push open the door like nothing. Inside the house, you could see like a picnic table for like a kitchen area. You see like a couch. You see a stove.
Dusty.
Yeah, very dusty. Cobwebs everywhere. You could see a bedroom-like area with like a curtain separating it.
Yeah.
And there's like one bed. Like I would say the equivalent of a, not a twin bed, but a little bit bigger, like a full-size bed.
Are there any signs of like people recently living there?
No. Not at all. Like, you look at the covers, there's nothing in them. In fact, we open the cupboard, there's a spider in there, and you just kind of squash it, you know.
Hey, this is my house. Leave me alone.
as long as we have enough space that we can all sleep on the floor or something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys can easily pick a place there to sit down. You wouldn't be bumping into each other. No one would be, you know, butting heads or anything.
When walking through the houses in this town, do we see any people walking to and fro, or does it look mostly empty?
No, you see people walking to and fro, but they're like lower class looking people. Like their Almost clothes like are poor. Dirty. Yeah, they're like.
But we're in traveling garb and probably they have been. People. It's not like we've had much chance, so we might fit in.
Hey, we don't look so hot ourselves here.
Nobody pays attention to you if that's what you're wondering.
Okay.
The least we could do is rest.
Yeah, you have a place to rest for the time
being.
Yeah,
we need to sleep, and we can sleep here. But is there a lock on the door, at least?
So there's a bar that you can put down on hinges. Like, you take a piece of wood, and you put it down. Yeah. It's enough to protect you for a little while.
But then the wall next to it is just caved in.
Yeah, there's no wall next to the door, but there's you can still lock the door.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Well, obviously, the door's locked, so they still can't get in.
The back half of the house is completely gone, so, you know. All right, so you guys are in this little shack, so to speak.
Okay. We need to sleep. I mean, we're dead tired.
Yeah, you guys are so tired.
I think we should still take shifts, though.
I will say that Raven and Lucian aren't as tired because they did sleep for quite some time while you guys were trying to figure out how to break them out.
That is also true.
Oh, they're prison buddies.
Oh, so they get first watch then.
That's fine.
Prison buddies.
Not like they need to recharge their spell slots.
That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't use any.
I didn't use any either.
Mm. All right.
All right.
The only magic they use is
so you guys could stay up and watch us.
The magic of friendship.
What are these spell slots, Ethan?
They're slots for spells.
There's slots for spells? What?
Yeah, they are.
I missed something very important, I think.
No.
So how long are you going to sleep until the evening, I guess?
Yeah.
It'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah.
And the whole reason we're here, just to remind me, is this is the port that's going to get us to the capital?
In theory, yes, provided we have the money to pay for transport.
Looking at the map. Right,
well, let's see how long how much it costs to get to...
I doubt Vince will let me flash my gold around anymore.
The capital's still West Moon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The capital is still up there.
Yeah, it's in the north.
It won't get us to the capital, but it'll get us near the capital.
It'll get us to Way Hall that we can then go to West Moon. If you want.
Well, do we need like a pass or something to even get into the capital?
Maybe don't know yet.
Yeah, let's find out some info before we just show up. And spend all our money to get there just to get told to F off.
To bed and then to the library.
Sounds good.
To the library.
All right, so
visitor
you...
center or whatever they have.
You guys conk out. Who's taking the bed? Who's taking the floor? Do I need to know these things or does it really matter?
Unless something's going to attack us, I don't think it really matters.
Okay. I'm sure Lucian takes
the bed. Oh, just to be sure, Jacob Lucian's... and I have our stuff minus our gold.
Yeah, you have your stuff minus your gold.
Okay.
Lucian got to be comfy.
Okay, so Lucian takes the bed, turns over, and says, fuck you guys, I'm going to sleep.
If they don't use gold as currency, but they still confiscate it, what is it used for?
They
imagine
probably
the king
to the
has
king.
Piles of it.
Yeah.
Why? Well, it's like, if it's not used for currency, what would it be a useless metal?
He uses it for automatons.
He doesn't sound rational, Stephen. You're arguing as if he's a rational person. He does not sound rational.
Well, actually, Lady Astrid may have had a point. Maybe he's using the gold for something.
His robots or whatever technology thing he has.
That would make sense, right?
It could be like an adornment or a piece of art, you know?
Let's find him, stab him, and just see what happens, okay?
Go ahead.
People collect gold bars now these days, but they don't use it for money.
Hold up, I want to back up 1 second. Corey just wants to walk up to the king and stab him and see what happens?
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard.
I don't really think it's a bad idea. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like he's the best dude, you know?
It's going to be so easy to do that, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Just walk up and be like, hey, you're the king, stab. I mean, that's all
it takes. Just be like, look, the gold, throw it.
Well, no, he summons someone to do the stabbing.
Yeah, see, I can just summon Satan and have him stab the king. Actually, problem solved.
No, magic users aren't bad in this world.
Nope, not at all.
Summon Satan. I'm
starting to feel for the king.
Yeah,
I mean, these things happen.
Satan's like, I'll summon
the vengeful angel and he'll kill the king, okay?
Maybe the king has a big old vault like Scrooge McDuck full of gold that he just like dives into.
That would kill him, though.
No, he's 100 years.
Scrooge.
He's like hundreds of years old or some. He's an old bitch. He could probably handle it. He's been through stuff.
He's a rust monster in human form.
Yeah. He's probably part robot at this point, part automaton, whatever.
Well, I'm sleeping, so let's sleep.
He's chromed out.
All right, so the night goes uneventful. There's nothing going to happen. You're pretty much in a safe area, so.
In a safe space.
Yes, you can talk about anything you want, Jacob.
Oh, so sweet.
Let's talk about... Never mind.
Stop now before you regret it.
Yeah, exactly. So you wake up around... Let's just roll to see. You wake up around 5 p.m.
Damn.
You were exhausted. You walked all night, did all that stuff at night, walked all through the night into the day, into the morning, so, you know. You're tired.
Our sleep schedules are so fucked.
Mm. How are we on food?
I got
jerky. I have plenty. I don't know about you guys.
I got jerky and moonshine, so I have the essentials.
So you're thirsty.
Mostly what I have.
And drunk.
So.
Okay. So it's the morning time. What are you guys going to do now?
Sleep some more.
All right. So you sleep some more.
Wait, it's morning time?
I'm sorry, it's evening time. Yeah. I apologize.
I was going to say, wow, we slept 24 hours? I mean, that's convenient, but...
That would be more like 12 hours, wouldn't it?
No, you guys woke up at 5 p.m., like I said. It's just becoming dark.
So they might be hunkering down anyway.
So we should probably get inside the walls before they close.
Well,
that would mean we'd probably have to stay at an inn or something for the evening, or say we are. Going straight to the library?
I was
going to
say, the other place didn't have a lockdown. You could
say more likely we don't have to go inside the walls. I mean, these houses, since they're still up, would be a good indication that people are still living.
And monsters don't seem to attack this area.
As you're debating.
Yay.
Did you hear a roar?
Monsters are attacking the area.
No. You start hearing music and like a festival going on.
Oh, it's the festival. Oh.
Festival of sacrifice to the devil corn.
Yes.
Oh, that festival? I love that festival.
And Raven is the one being sacrificed.
Yay.
I say, we sacrifice healers for that festival.
You guys going to go check it out, or are you going to go back to sleep?
I mean,
might as well check it out, because that'll give us a chance to know about the culture.
Yeah, we'll just learn a little, see who they're going to sacrifice, etc.
All right, so
a little incognito.
What's that, Steven?
Just be a little incognito about it.
Before we leave, I make sure everyone understands to be discreet.
So fireballs. Everywhere. All the time.
You got it. So, that's the one. Lord lightning, Lee, fireballs, everything.
Lord Lee's going to run around pantsing everybody, then, is what you're saying.
I mean, there's always that possibility.
No, he didn't say act normal.
Why do I pants people now? When did this go to place?
It started with the guard, I don't know.
I didn't pants him. He just had his pants around his ankles looking through the window of the torso.
Because you pantsed him.
I didn't pants him. I didn't even touch him.
All right. Anyway, so you head through the gates where you see some guards there staying there, and they don't acknowledge you whatsoever. You walk into.
Love you guys too. Love you guys too.
The guy says,
"You gonna blow him a kiss?"
Yeah.
Guard does this like little tap. His heart looks at you, Corey, when you say that. He's pleased by you. Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Corey pleases him.
You are pleasing.
He slips you his number.
As long as he didn't slip me the nine, we're good.
He might slip you
the silver dagger.
So you follow the music and the lights and everything, and it heads to where like that dot is by the R for Trade Town.
Okay.
Right in there, and you see there's like a. You stop at the fence. Damn tree.
Don't look fence.
You can see like, you know, people celebrating and, you know, and cheering and drinking, and as you guys walk up, a man just hands you all drinks. It's ale.
Heck yeah. Mm.
Like literally if you say no, they just shove it in your hand and they walk away. You could throw it on the ground
for I didn't say no.
No.
I'm gonna hold it in my hand and look good. I'm blending in.
Just out of curious, did they even hand Lee a cup of ale?
Yes, they do.
Everyone
ale. Here, 10-year-old, drink this. You'll love it.
But you look like you look like a dwarf too. So
yeah, you're just a very short man
without a beard or anything.
Yeah,
you still look like a man. I mean, you want to tell that to like Peter Dinklage or something? It's like you look like a child.
I mean,
why do you look like a short child?
He could be.
Pretty sure he's heard it.
Probably.
Well, there's dancing going around, people celebrating. A woman comes up to you, Lucien, and grabs you and starts dancing with you and spinning in a circle. And then she just leaves and says, blah, blah. She just makes some weird noise and runs off.
Check your coin purse.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You check your coin. He doesn't have a coin purse, actually, but she checks
it. Yeah, I was going to say, plus.
See, whatever.
I probably wouldn't steal coins in this society.
I was already broke.
Don't use that currency,
you know.
Remember how dude was going nuts for coins?
Yeah, but how would they know we have anyway?
But I was broke.
They might just swipe it anyway. Thieves kind of are opportunists. They just take whatever.
I had nothing, so
they took your dignity. That's what they took.
You had it a long time ago.
Yeah, true.
So are there people there? That have like armor that aren't guards that have armor on that, you know, basically that have similar clothes. Adventurers.
Yeah, there's people with armor on with weapons, and they're drinking and slapping glasses together and celebrating, and you're just like, what?
Any like banners, certain like color, shapes, figures.
Yeah, there's different like banners hanging around, and you look at one and they say it's the sacrifice festival.
Of course it is.
Well, they're celebrating, you know,
nobody's shocked.
They're celebrating people who have sacrificed their lives to make civilization.
I mean, you don't know. You want to keep going further in and checking it out, or fuck it, you're going back.
Are there any like posters or is there any like advertisements around the town as well for the festival saying, hey, it's member sacrifice festival this day? I'm just trying to see if I can find more context. I'm trying to find more context to.
Yeah, like people telling stories of heroes or, and you know.
No.
Like, remember the last sacrifice festival? It was amazing. Like, so many virgins died. It was great, you know, some shit like that.
You should say it. Someone's like, virgins died? What?
No, you don't see anything telling stories or, like, past celebration signs or anything. You just see festival signs of the current situation. I mean, you could talk to people and ask.
No.
We could.
How dare
Lord
you?
Lord Lee, you're just up.
Oh, my God.
I'm up?
You're leaving it to Lord Lee?
Well, Lord Lee likes talking to people, doesn't he?
He is a great conversationalist.
It's fine, I guess.
He never
I can
says
go
the wrong
talk
thing.
To people.
All right. Well, you guys are just standing
is there. Somebody
there.
Near? Is there somebody nearby me? I can just tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, there's a woman near you. There's a man near you.
I just tap her real quick. Excuse me.
Oh yes, and she takes you and spins you around and takes a drink.
I'm from out of town. What festival are we celebrating?
The sacrificial festival.
Yes, the festival?
A little too much to drink there.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you had too much to drink.
I have too much to drink, yes.
And which sacrifice festival would this be?
The sacrifice of the magic.
Oh, where we gave up the magic. Oh.
No, not, well, I mean, yeah, no, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I celebrated something like that for my small town, so maybe it's the same thing.
And she goes, wow, okay, cool. She goes, you want another drink?
Cool story, bro.
I'm good. Have fun.
She goes, okay. Enjoy the festival. Spins off and everything. She's like, all right, we'll see you in about an hour.
Fuck
meet by
Vince.
The door. What?
What?
About an hour.
Oh, no, I wasn't teasing because of that. I wasn't teasing because
okay,
of that.
No.
I just said an hour because, you know, an hour.
Yeah,
because
it popped into your head.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wow. I wasn't making fun of you. No. Though it did
all right.
work, though.
Yeah, it did, right?
Sorry.
So, all right. So, gang, in about an hour, we need to meet by the door.
What door?
What door?
I don't know. That's all I got out of her. She was drunk.
Well, I don't like where that might lead, so I...
Well, this is the sacrifice of the magic festival, too, by the way, so that doesn't sound great.
I feel like we're going to have to get out of here before that happens. Given the context of that situation.
I mean, it kind of feels like we should just burn this town down as well, but, you know...
And yeah,
They might be able to do that themselves, so, you know.
Actually, enough drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Any more information we need? Like,
well, let's find out if
the
there's any inquisitors.
At, how much they cost?
Let's find out if there's any inquisitors in town.
Oh yeah.
If there's not, we're going to be a lot more powerful than they are.
Actually, you know what? When no one is like looking around us, I guess behind like a house or whatever, or
go on
something in secret. I'm gonna pull out my little magic detector and see if it goes off at all. That we stole from the Inquisitor.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any. I didn't. No, there's nothing. No magical. Well, I mean, other than your items, maybe on you.
Right. Well, it'll go off, but if someone uses magic, right? So.
So
we'll have to be actively
using
magic during that time.
Yeah,
the magical item shouldn't.
They won't trigger unless you actually use the magical items. Like if you're using your boots to run or something, or a ring to go invisible or something, then it would detect and be like, "Aha!" You know.
So if I levitate, it'll trigger it. But just wearing it, no big deal.
No, wearing it is fine unless they, you know, figure it out somehow.
It's just a necklace. I mean,
a glowing necklace.
Yeah.
A glowing necklace that says magic on it.
I don't know.
Ding, ding,
it was just,
ding, ding, ding,
ding.
No, the giant M is for Mike, not magic. Jeez.
I don't know. Maybe seeing if there's any magic that was going to be sacrificed. And,
They're going to kill something or someone, so.
We can still ask around, see what the sacrifice is about.
Midsummer thing.
All right. I will look for somebody who is a lot less drunk.
I would suggest the shopkeeps or the
ooh, good idea.
Stall
they're likely
attendants.
To be,
actually,
they're likely to not be drunk. No, that's good.
Or as drunk.
Or there should be like shops like selling like little trinkets too.
Is there
so.
Any sellers nearby, Vince?
Sellers,
vendors.
Vendors selling little vendors. Trinkets.
Yeah,
and
there's
stuff
some
for
vendors
the
selling like you know food and drink and stuff like that.
I'll go up to the nearest one. See, just be like, hey, excuse me.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I'm from out of town. Would you mind telling me which festival this is?
The Sacrifice of the Magical Ones?
Outsider!
No, he doesn't.
Well,
I mean, lots of people come from the other villages and stuff, so.
I mean, yeah, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, it sounds familiar. Could you refresh my memory? What the Sacrifice of the Magic Ones?
So, all right. I will if... You purchase something from my stand.
What sounds actually adequate.
He has like peanuts and cotton candy and stuff like that and drinks.
That sounds delicious.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not actually hungry and I have a drink. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you then, sir.
Have a nice day.
Have a fun festival.
Enjoy the festival of the whatever you said.
Yes, praise Gamadon.
Gamadon.
I don't respond to that.
Manamana.
So someone it's a different deity then, huh? Because that's not Gamadon.
Either that, or he's trying to test me.
Maybe.
Either way.
Or he's drunk too.
I have no way of knowing. Anybody, is there anybody who's not a vendor who doesn't look super drunk nearby?
Guard.
I guess I could try. Excuse me, guard. God.
Why the guard?
Yes, citizen.
We're talking to the cops.
I'm actually from out of town, and I am just wondering which festival this is.
He points to the sign.
Yes, I mean, do you actually know the history of the festival?
I mean, yes, we sacrificed the magic ones to the great god Gabadon.
Do you remember when this happened? I don't remember any dates.
Well, it happens in about an hour. Well, 45 minutes now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I've had too much to drink. Sorry to bother you, guard.
Not a problem. You might want to cut back on that ale.
Yes, I think this will be the last one.
That's a very smart man. Thank you. We won't have to put you in jail.
He just carries a cup around with him, which is full of ale, doesn't drink it.
I mean, if every once in a while he just kind of drips a little out, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's just no big deal.
I mean, you know what? I would suggest, if anything, maybe he took a sip just to have it on his breath, so if someone challenges him, he can be like, see, I'm drinking.
No, I didn't. I've just been slowly, like you said, slowly kind of spilling it, sloshing it, whatever.
I don't believe you. Let me smell your breath.
I've already left the guard. I said thank you, and I walk away.
The guard checks you to see if you are drinking.
Your breath is a little too minty. I don't trust it.
That's when I go, oh no, and splash it in my face.
Is that spearmint gum I smell?
Maybe.
I tell
the team that they're about to sacrifice people who do magic in about 45 minutes.
Oh, great. Fun.
Let's get out of here then.
I wonder if they do a huge detect magic.
Where do they keep the people who they're about to sacrifice?
Probably nearby where they're going to sacrifice them, which would be the gate or the door.
I'll walk up to just a random person
that's
interested in whatever's going on. I'd be like, hey, I wasn't here last year. Do you know what happened last year?
The same thing that happens every year.
Ooh, who was it this time that they ganked? That they sacrificed?
For this year, it's I don't remember his name. But it's by the door. Just head that way. It's gonna be very soon.
Did he look at his wrist like he had a watch on?
I did that by accident.
Very advanced place.
We have watches. Well,
they have phone numbers, right? The guard gave Nova his phone number. So.
Speaking of which, the guard comes by and winks at Corey again.
Yeah.
It better get some information that way, Nova. That'd be very helpful.
Get some good information that way.
I'd rather we all die.
Nova, take one for the team.
I'd rather we all die.
That's not a very sporting team spirit.
Yeah, it's not really helping the team out.
Yeah, Corey, have an open mind, Corey.
I'm selfish, remember?
That's true.
So yeah, it definitely seems like you just capture a magic user and kill them. So
yeah, that's what it seems like. So I guess we should go to the door, see who it is, and see if they know anything about ley lines, and then either save them or just let them die.
I
don't know anything about ley lines.
We should probably see who the name is in case it's someone familiar, because we know one other magic user here.
Wait, we do? Oh yeah, Eisen.
And using the credits, the gem, if it is him, will be very awkward. So,
I mean, who knows? All right, to the door. We're walking to the door.
All right, so it takes you about an hour to get to the door.
Fuck you.
And
fuck
he's
you.
Dead.
There's the fuck you.
It is the city.
It's an hour away.
It takes you a little while to get there because of all the people and people gathering up, but you finally make your way to the door, so to speak. And I will show you what the door looks like because the door is interesting, at least my opinion, when I generated it. So,
let's see your fuck generation you, here.
That is the door.
Okay.
There's Nickelodeon goo coming out.
Slime coming out of it?
No, that's smoke.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Someone hotboxing a bat in there.
Mm. What do the symbols say? Can we read the symbols, or is it just gibberish?
You, Corey, can read the symbols, but you need to get a lot closer to look. Like, you like look at them from far away, you're like, hey, I know those.
Is that something I could read, too?
No. He could read it because if he's a summoner, so he has that ability.
I will do a quick, just like, oh, and look at the door and read what it says.
It basically says, a door to the other side, a sacrifice to the old ones. And it says, Gamadon.
Old ones. I have some stuff that handles the old ones. But I shouldn't handle the old ones because they are bad.
A guard comes up to you as you're getting a little closer. He says, excuse me, just step back. The ceremony's about to begin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just admiring the door. That's
all. It is a very pretty door. We love it.
It is, and it's styled really cool.
Yes, really, I know.
Do you have any idea what it says?
No, only the wise man, the magistrate, knows what it says.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, I was getting too close.
Not a problem. I walk away. Here's an extra drink. He gives you a drink.
I have two drinks now. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You didn't think you were drunk enough.
No, but did you get the name?
Yeah, it's Gilgamesh or Gilgadon or
no,
whatever.
No, the name of the dude being sacrificed.
No, the guard came over. I didn't really want to tip him off that I'm not drunk, because apparently it's very important that you're drunk in this ceremony.
Can I see? Can I read the name from there of the guy being sacrificed?
No. There's no like nameplate, like come join the festival and watch Jerry get killed or something.
It's like a poster, Jerry. Yeah.
But
what's with all these sacrifices?
But no, the magistrate is apparently somebody who knows magic in this town. But
he's
probably anti-magic, but he knows magical stuff.
And while you guys are kind of debating, then finally the crowd goes a little bit silent. You hear a couple gongs, and you hear like some chanting of like monks.
Well, that sounds promising.
And you see a bunch of hooded figures leading a prisoner up to the door, but it does not look like your piss wizard at all.
Oh, good.
It's a young woman, actually. And you see a guy in a maybe different color green robes, maybe hunter green. I don't know what the green is.
What? Slime green.
Yeah, slime green. And he gets up, and she's standing there, and the other people were standing behind him, and he lights the incense, and he's like, he opens up a book, and he starts talking about how he's sacrificing her to the great old ones, the god that resides over this land, the real true god, and we sacrifice to him so we may live another day. And this is kind of what he looks like. And this is what he's doing as he's reading.
They're doing sacrifices every day? Holy shit.
Praise Gilbadon.
Do, 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 do.
Wait, Bilbo. Is the magical symbols coming out of his mouth too?
That's coming out of the book.
Coming out of the book? Ah, shit. We're about to have some bad shit happen, people.
But
do we need to leave?
You see that magic stuff goes into the door, and the smoke comes out, and the symbols on the door start glowing.
Still.
Lovely.
Is that... We need to leave?
No.
No, we don't need to leave, but something bad's about to happen. What is it? Oh, yeah, you don't have a photo of the woman.
Nah, just a regular woman.
You want to clue us in?
I'm
going to
tap somebody the shoulder next to me. It's like, what's the woman's name?
Oh, I don't know. Does it really matter?
Shut up. I'm missing the sacrifice.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
And suddenly the door... Like, the two doors bust open like that, and you see these tentacles come out, and this giant teeth and mouth grab the woman and pull her back in, and everyone goes, yeah! And celebrate.
Fist cut out.
Yeah.
They go, yeah! And they just celebrate. Wow. And everybody roll against magic.
Yay.
Well, I got a small bonus against that, at least.
What do we need to roll?
It's a d20. Generally, you have a 12 to beat. Unless you have bonuses, you can... add to your roll.
Oh, we need to go over?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I have a plus four bonus.
I got 18.
Okay.
Yeah, 15.
I got a 14, but that's above it, right? 15.
Yeah, that's over 12. Yeah, that works.
15.
Oh, 12. I was thinking it was higher than that.
Did anybody get below a 12?
I got a 14, so no.
No. Okay.
No.
So you guys suddenly you feel a slight tug. I want to say on your soul.
Ooh.
Oh. Cool.
Yeah, like, it's really a weird feeling. You're like, you feel like yourself leave your body, but then go right back in.
That was not good.
And you see most of the people come. Some people faint. Some people just kind of look like, comatose. Yeah.
Yep.
And then the doors close and everyone's like, yeah! And they start celebrating again and the smoke goes away, even under the door.
Huh.
So are we going to kill an old god then?
I don't think we can.
Then you see, yeah, Steven's like, we're going to kill a god now.
I didn't say that.
Saren's like, I can do it by myself. I mean,
go for it. Just,
Then you see this gentleman come up on this like this little area by the door, and the old man says,
Inquisitor.
Yep. The old man says, now, please, people, a moment, a word from High Inquisitor Bazaar.
Bazaar.
And behind him is this woman who has a, it's supposed to be a crossbow, but the bolts never came out. Like, the thing never came out.
I mean,
but, yeah.
It's fine.
But that's supposed to be a crossbow. She's looking around into the crowd. He's like, now you see what happens if you practice magic in this land, and everybody should be on good behavior, as I am the High Inquisitor. The right hand of the king.
She's the not the High Inquisitor. She's just a normal Inquisitor.
Yeah, she's just kind of behind him looking around.
Back normal, guys.
And he takes out this device. He says, I can sense when you use magic.
We can't do.
I heard that.
No, you didn't.
Oh, shit.
Who said that?
And he's like, and if you do magic, I will find you. And he points directly at you, Corey.
I'll give him a thumbs up. Damn right.
We all hold up our glass like, yeah! Kill the magic users!
Basically.
So when you hear, and this is where it might get a little bit shitty now, because I'm going to do this to Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. You hear the guy goes, fuck Commodore, we love Celatonia!
Hey, man, what are you doing?
And you see everyone's like, oh, they turn around and the guards grab that guy and they drag him off. And they said, who said amen?
Amen.
I didn't hear an amen.
Yeah, it
must have been that guy.
I thought they said, hey, man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Shut up, man.
The guy looks around the crowd. He's like, praise Celatonia?
Jeff gets a save.
No, I mean, like, one of you guys could, like, grab his mouth and put your hand over it if you want. So.
I sneeze.
they can't see him. He's short. So we'll,
that's why. Yeah. That's why he's getting away with it.
Just stuff a mug of ale in his mouth.
So I'd like to say that we are probably screwed now, because he's still mind-whammied.
How can we get rid of that? Well, it doesn't seem to be the popular god. It's
not in this town.
Maybe we're going to talk to both gods and just have them fight each other. That'd be good.
I'll tell you right now.
Weird how they.
You don't want anything to do with gods. You don't want anything to do with gods.
What were you saying, Steven?
Saren's thinking to himself that it's odd how in one they both hunt magic users, but they have different deities, and they're both. One is all Serotonin or whatever, and this one's anti her.
They might just be local to the town, and that the Inquisitors don't give a shit about the gods, quote unquote.
It's like a local sports team.
Yeah.
Except they get deadly.
With sacrifice, yeah.
Yeah, so all you would have heard Saren say is, that's odd.
I ignore that, because I know not to ask questions.
Let's debate it for about 10 minutes. What do you think?
Barely any time at all, man.
All Saren said under his breath was, that's odd.
Let's philosophize. All right,
well,
it.
Now that everybody is celebrating. Oh, yeah. Tale. So now that it's nighttime, are there guards out? Are there mechanical suits? Or what's going on with that?
No, there's no mechanical suits. There are guards out, but there's no mechanical suits or anything.
The creatures clearly don't attack here.
There might be a reason behind that.
Probably Gabadon there.
Is it Gabadon or Gamadon? Or...
I thought it was Gabadon.
I thought it was Gabadon.
Somebody just write it down.
I did. I wrote down Gabadon.
Gabadon.
There we go. There. Boom. Gabadon. It's a picture of the word.
That's whatever. OneNote. We've been through this.
I know, but it was...
I like your spelling better, so I'm going to use that. I kind of did it more phonetically.
Oh. Oh, you did. Oh, Gabadon.
Gabadon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it like that. But I like your spelling better.
Gabadon.
I basically just did Abaddon, but Gab in front of it.
Abaddon.
Gabadon.
He has a sword.
Yeah,
I
sword.
I didn't know why I gave him a sword, but I thought it was cool anyway, so I just kept it.
I like it.
He's like, hey guys, look at this. Look what I found.
I got a cool sword, guys.
Well, if he's an old
he's
one,
just
he's
a really
gigantic.
Busted out ship anchor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
if
his
he's
tentacles
an old one,
and eyes.
That's
and...
like a 500-foot sword if he's a true old one. There.
Yeah, he's one of the old ones, so.
Right. Well, that was fun. Anybody got any ideas? Is the library still open, you think, because of the festival?
Nah, it'd be closed.
It's probably not. Would be easy.
Well,
not
it would be a good time to
it's
break into the
library. It's also nighttime,
too,
so it's probably after business hours.
Did I say that out loud?
Everybody's celebrating. All the guards are around here. We can always just break into the library.
Exactly. Fuck it. Let's see what happens.
As well.
All right, Excuse me, guard.
Yes,
can
sir.
Can you tell me where the local library is? I need to know for when I visit tomorrow.
Oh, not a problem. It's open. It's 7 a.m. And if you head down the street to the left, it's past the bakery and the tavern.
And right next
and
to
the
guardhouse.
I think I need to hit up the tavern. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Praise Gabadon.
And off. Praise Gabadon, bitch.
Not Celatonia.
Fuck that.
No, you don't have to. Didn't say hail Celatonia. Or praise.
Jeff's mic keeps cutting off. So he's like,
no, that was on purpose.
Oh yeah. He's like,
I just want to say it.
All right, so let's go to the library.
As you're walking to the library, Sarah, you notice that the medallion that you have for the Inquisitor is kind of glowing.
Hey, this thing we got off of that Inquisitor is glowing.
Which way is it pointing?
Is it pointing or is it just glowing?
It's just glowing for some reason. Now it's kind of going in and out like a pulsing.
Maybe help us find like other Inquisitors.
Countdown, about to explode.
Or somebody's using magic.
Oh, yes.
Wait, no, it's not the necklace that does that. It's...
Oh, well. It was nice knowing you, Lady Astrid.
I run towards
everybody as fast as I can while the necklace beats faster.
Great.
Well, we don't know what that means, and we can't really ask about it, because that will end badly for us.
Hey, you know what?
I say we keep going. If it keeps flashing faster, that means it's probably a locator.
Maybe.
Let's go. Fuck it. Let's go.
I mean, I'll just hide it so it's not flashing.
You all just get in front of Lady Astrid so she blows up behind us.
I'm going to take everyone with me if that happens.
She's going to grab the nearest person and hold on.
So when you finally walk down, you pass the tavern. Were you stopping at the tavern, or you were just saying that to the guard?
I was just saying that to the guard.
You pass the bakery, which is closed, and you make it to the library, which is also closed.
Any guards nearby?
No, they seem to be further in towards the festival because of all the people.
Is your
medallion glowing faster? I picked the lock real fast.
Jeff, what did you say?
I said, is her medallion glowing faster now?
No, it's just kind of doing the same thing. Pulse, pulse, pulse.
I am going to try to pick the lock real fast.
All right, go for it.
We're all going to keep a lookout for guards.
I don't know if that's actually under. Hold on, let me check.
Are you going to get really close to the door?
Yes, I'm really close to the door. But I did not pick it. I failed.
Jeff. Steven, where's that D20 you want to roll again?
I didn't say the name. Can't use it.
What name?
What name? Yeah.
The name of the tree.
Who?
I can't say.
Oh, okay.
What tree?
What tree?
Does it work if one of us says it?
Yes.
The forbidden tree.
Oh, Hernandez. See, now you can kill Jeff.
Go ahead, Steven. Roll your
d20. I have to say it.
Anyway, yeah. You try to pick it, and your lockpick breaks.
Aww.
I mean, I can try one more time. It's not quite a 50-50 chance, but it's close.
Okay.
I'll look around first, make sure nobody noticed yet.
No one.
We're all...
Steven rolled a 19 for what?
Oh, to stab.
To kill Jeff.
Oh!
Six, nine. Nope, that's another fail, so...
Yeah. All right, well, you failed. The chances are going to get more difficult now, so...
Yeah, well, I failed that one.
Maybe there's another door?
Yeah, I was like, let's check around back. Maybe they didn't lock the back. It is a library, I mean.
Maybe there's windows.
I mean, if it's this secure, we can just come back in the morning.
There is a window.
Is it open? Can we just open it?
I mean, it's got shutters. You try, you could see a latch on the other side.
So why are we breaking into a library?
I take my little thing and flip the latch.
Go on!
Fuck you.
Corey admitted lockpick it, it's a little thing.
I flip the latch with my little lockpick
wire. Yeah, the lockpick pushes the little latch up.
Open the shutters, go inside.
As you do that, I know Sarah said it twice. Latch, why are we breaking into up. A library?
Because we got nothing else to do. Come on.
Looking for the Book of Abaddon?
Actually,
and we can't wait until the morning for that.
We draw suspicion in the morning. I mean, I know breaking in is kind of suspicious too, but no one.
That's only
if we're
caught.
Yeah, see,
the windows, the window shutters are open. You can clearly walk in. Well, climb in.
Well, climb in, yeah.
So you climb in. Anyone else go in?
I'll keep watch outside.
If Lady Astrid can keep watch, then Lord D will go in.
I'll also keep watch.
So
all three of us here just keeping watch around the window.
Who goes in? Just Nova?
No,
I'll go in with Nova.
All right, so Saren jumps in with him. Got it. It's completely dark in there. There's a little bit of light coming from the window, but that's about it. You could see a bunch of books in front of you, bookshelves, some displays of books.
If there's anyone dangerous coming, I'll go in the window so you guys know to leave.
Okay. Well, I'm going to close the shutters and then light my torch so nobody can see that we're inside.
You can still see the light emanating through the cracks.
Yeah.
Possibly, but it would be much more difficult.
I would suggest
to get nearby.
Do you have a hooded lantern or something?
No.
No, but I imagine I could use my torch to find a candle nearby.
You do. You see a candle right on the table next to you.
Okay, then I'll just light the candle.
Yeah, that's fine. You light the candle, put out your torch, and it's a little bit of light. You could see a few feet in front of you. As he gets further away from the window, the light source goes away, so your worry there, Jeff, is gone. What are you looking for?
Honestly, books on the town. I mean,
books on the old gods. That'd be
and the festival.
I mean, you
religious
find...
religious books.
You find a
who's
book...
on the city council? I mean...
You find a book describing, you know, the ceremony of the sacrifice and how they've been doing it for hundreds of years, and they sacrifice people to the old one to keep him appeased so that magic will be out of the land and things like that. You want something more of a structure of the town?
who runs the town? Like, I know the magistrate, they mentioned that. And
the
High Inquisitor literally told us his name.
Yeah, Magistrate Kendrick is the one that is like considered the mayor of the town.
Okay, he's like a mayor. Do they have like a city council, or is it just kind of him?
Just
he's
him.
Like the mayor slash king.
He's the magistrate is listed as the official. I can only say mayor of the town.
Okay.
Lee's in there? I thought Lee was outside.
No, Lee went inside. You just didn't hear him.
Oh. I thought there were three people. Oh, all right, never mind. You do find some books on the god of the world, but only of Gabadon, excuse me. I mean, you got me saying it.
So Gabadon, all right. Anything?
So there's no books on Sarah, whatever.
Celatonia.
Celatonia.
No, there are no books on that.
Well, there's the one we have on us, but...
What happens if you leave a book of the Celatonia in here? You think they'll find it?
Somebody will probably find it, freak out, and then find out who broke in.
If they read it, though, they won't freak out.
Think of it as if you were putting in it, this day and age it wouldn't matter, but if you went to a library, you found books on God, but then there's books on Satan there also. It's kind of like that, so.
Yeah, fuck it, I'll put it on the shelf next to Gabadon.
The two books start fighting.
Yeah.
You just sound
isn't that just
papers?
A calling card that somebody broke in, though?
Absolutely.
I thought we didn't want to leave any evidence that we were here. As I put the book back in Nova's hand.
I kind of don't want to hold on to this, and if we leave it this way, no one will know who did it.
Why don't we just leave it in the middle of the woods, then? Not here in the public, where they'll clearly see it.
Sarah, you notice a guard heading your way who looks like he's on patrol.
Hey.
Do you pick Ka?
No. I just kind of just lean back, sipping my ale, pretend I'm just
We're all sipping our ale, just talking about how much we hate magic users.
All right. Well, then here, you hold on to the book for the time being if you don't want to leave it here.
All right, fine.
Lord Lee looks at the books for any currency and how it works.
There are no books on the currency and how it works.
Ooh, are there any books on the decrees about, you know, banning magic and banning currency or all that shit?
Or gold?
You see that gold in this land was banned for usage because it was too greedy for man. So they decided to use an electronic magical crystal system with credits, which basically means the same thing.
Social credit score.
But yeah, okay, that's weird. I guess it's so he can control everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I think we got all we can out of here. Ooh, is there a map of the town, like a detailed map, just so I can know where everything is?
I didn't mark it out, but the map you saw is the map of the town.
Okay, but just so that I say, hey, where's the whatever, I can reference the map.
Yes. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you know where it is. You don't have to ask the guards or anything now.
Yeah, okay. That's all I want. All right, let's go.
As you're coming back to the window, you can hear a guard talking to Lady Astrid.
Guess I'll wait.
So he says, why are you here and not enjoying the festival with the rest of the people an hour that way?
An hour? Was it an hour?
Motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Who was that?
Oh, it's just a bird.
You caw?
No.
But no.
I just heard a man. Know.
We were looking for just... We're just quiet area.
We're just taking a small break from the festival. Like, seeing that lady get messed up, man, that was, this is an adrenaline rush. So we're just taking a small break, but we're gonna be back in.
All the noises were triggering my senses.
No, it was so rad. It's like, just needed a break.
Rad.
Yeah, that's what they say. Rad.
That's what they say.
Rad. You kids and your new words. He's like totally. I get you.
Tubular, dude. Totally.
I get you.
You guys are so radical.
That's you, my homie.
That's so
we need a little, private time.
All right. Well, when I come back around my round, I don't want to see you standing here because it's a little suspicious, so.
Don't worry, we'll go up soon.
Please at least go to the tavern, if anything. It's a little more quieter there, but out in the street like this is a little suspicious.
Maybe we're just partying.
What are we going to be? Yeah.
You see, he goes to the door of the library and he goes, click, 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 and just checks it. And then he looks at you with his squinty eyes and he's like, okay.
I just hold up my beer, kind of smile.
I'm just going to take a chance to see if he looks at the window or not. He's probably
close the shutters.
Does that, I'll distract him with some moonshine. So here, have a drink.
As he's going to check the window, you just shove a drink in his face.
Just kind of, a little drunkenly, sort of.
Yeah, he looks at it and he's like, "No, I can't drink while on duty. Thank you, though. Enjoy your evening." He just turns and walks away. Then
we're suspicious. What are we going to do? Steal books?
I heard
that. Who does that?
I know, right?
He turns around and does this to you, Sarah.
Is the coast clear?
No, I'm still here.
No, I'm right behind you. What the hell?
Let us know when you're gone.
I'm right behind you.
Man. I gave you my number. Why didn't you call me?
It's that guard. Yeah, he's
guard number 7.
He goes really far away. You can see him turn a corner and he's gone. So she gives
hop out the window.
He comes back.
Oh, no, wait. Damn it.
You got me. You got me.
No, he's gone. But he will be back.
Yeah,
I know.
He's round. So.
So I guess we should go sleep until morning.
Go to the end.
So you, Saren, and Lord Lee jump out the window. Yeah. Got it.
You might want to close the shutters before we go.
I close the shutters.
Well, he's got a good point. If you would have forgot, I may have used that. So,
Nothing's missing. Well, actually, the map
and nothing was added.
Nothing was added. So,
So where do you go, back to your house or back to the inn? Where?
Or the tower? I figured the house.
Yeah, because we can't really... We need to figure out how to put the credits on the gem, because I have no idea.
And since they didn't have a banking in U-Book, I mean...
Yeah.
There is a bank in the town.
So, yeah,
is it open?
No, well, that's
right now.
No, it's not.
It's a festival.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So in the morning, we can try that to at least get it on the gem. So we, at least we have a little bit of credit.
Just make sure it's secure in your glove, so it kind of seems like you have it in your palm.
Well,
All right.
You've been listening to the Palladium Megaverse Podcast. This podcast is Palladium Fantasy 1E. The Megaverse is copyrighted and trademarked by PalladiumBooks.com. For more information on their products, please go to their website. If you'd like to help support this website, please go to RollHigherDie.com. Thank you.